What's up, everybody? What's going on? It is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. It is, it's been a while, and I'm a little frustrated about that. And I think that frustration comes from an authentic fear I have of what I've done in the past. In the past, you know, I've gotten a good pace going, and then something happens, whether it's health or work or family or whatever it needs to be, I end up stopping, and that 1 or 2 weeks or 3 weeks turns into 6 months or a year. And so I have an inauthentic fear around that happening again. So I'm really frustrated with myself that it's been probably a month and a half to 2 months since I posted a video or a podcast or even a picture on Instagram. And that's frustrating to me for multiple reasons. I could sit here and say, well, my camera broke, so I was frustrated. I was frustrated, my camera did break, but I still have a phone. This is what I'm using right now because I still don't have my Canon camera back. Thanks, Canon. It was an excuse, a lot of excuses. I'm busy, I have a lot of stuff going on, and what I've come to the conclusion is it's not necessarily about excuses or, you know, inauthentic fear. It is those things too, but ultimately it's one thing and one thing only, and that's, I actually did consciously make a decision a while back, right around the time that I stopped posting videos, that I had a lot of things looming over my head, a lot of things that I was frustrated with from a personal level, from a professional level, from a lot of outstanding projects in my life that I had started and not finished, and some that had run too long, some that just kind of kicked off, but I didn't want to run too long. And I felt like I had to look at my to-do list and prioritize what was most important. I love making these videos. They're a lot of fun. They're challenging. I enjoy the process, but the process takes 3 to 4 hours a day. That's a lot of time. And when I'm looking at a week or a couple weeks or a few weeks, getting 15 to 20 hours back in my week, that's a big deal for me. I want to get back on it. I'm back on the train of weekdays and just kind of, you know, being in the moment. I've had a tremendous amount of people reach out to me and say, you know, hey, like, I really appreciate videos. I have some friends that are like, hey, you can get back on the horse. Like, I appreciate that you had some time off, and you're kind of making excuses. People are calling me to the carpet, people that I care about, people I respect, people that I do the same to them. So I appreciate that, and I'm back on the horse. So it's gonna be back to weekly, daily. Ultimately, the one takeaway from this video I want you to take is we all have tremendous goals and ideas that we're trying to strive for. We all have these things we want to do. We want to make the world better. We want to find ways to push ourselves, to grow, to find new things that set us on fire. We have a lot of stuff on our plate, and that's not an excuse, it's a reality. That's what it is. That list is just going to keep getting longer and longer the more you look at the world and what you want to see better in yourself and in people around you and your family and your business. All those things are going to come up, and the list is going to get long. So it's on you, and the most important thing is to not beat yourself up. You can do damn near anything, but you can't do everything all the time. So don't beat yourself up. Be kind to yourself and set priorities. You can only set priorities based on the information you have in front of you right now. If right now the priorities say, this is what my priority has to be, that's what it is. And that's what you have to deal with. You have to set the priorities for your life. Nobody else can do that for you. And really, honestly, you shouldn't care about what anybody else has to say about your priorities. They're your priorities, and it's on you to set them. Once you set them, stick to them in an unreasonable manner. Just go after them, top of the list to the bottom. Start going. It's the day before Thanksgiving. I'm in Cali with Amy and her family. I could not be more excited to be here, so I will let everybody go. I'm probably not gonna get this edited tonight because we have a lot to do tonight. I hope everybody is having a fantastic weekend. Has had a couple of great months, and looking forward to seeing you tomorrow, Friday, and all next week. So hope everybody has a fantastic holiday tomorrow and just enjoys time with your family. If you can't be with your family, I really hope you know how much we love and support you, and know that this community, all of us care. And we want you to know that you're loved, and we're thankful for you to be part of this conversation, part of this world, part of our daily life. Have a wonderful evening. Take care, everybody.